Welcome to the Metamarine Podcast, where we talk all things in Warhammer 40K that have power armor. Keep all appendages inside the drop pod until it comes to a complete stop. It's time to rev your chainswords and beseech the Pantheon. Don't be a Tina. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Metamarine. This is episode 5. You're here with me, Max Style, Thomas Bird, and Nick Fuller. We hope you guys have had a good couple of weeks. We've been playing some serious 40K.
Well, some of us have been, yeah.
So, since we had COVID, Nick and I especially have been hitting the airwaves pretty hard, playing some TTS.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of TTS, so I have a lot of people come over, so I don't really get to the TTS that much. I'm out of practice, so every time I try to get on there, it's super clunky. But these guys are just like, we'll play a game, and then next thing I know, they're like 3 or 4 games a day. Listen,
when you're stuck in the same room for 5 days straight, all you have is a computer in front of you. I'll take it.
I have more power to you. I mean, I have lots of hours on Baldur's Gate for that reason. But,
yeah, my wife and son were at the in-laws, and it was just me. I'm like, it's kind of quiet here. Guess I'll play a game. I don't know.
So, I mean, there's also like 6 or 7 of us from ATC that had COVID at the same time.
Yeah. I was safe, so I didn't have the restrictions these guys did. So
I don't know how you got away with not getting it.
I was riding in the car with both of these guys.
It's the same car.
You were like right here, right here, no the problem. Whole time. The sickness. I was giving you the hot breath the whole time.
Max breathing on everybody.
It's a cherry sours, baby.
Just real breathy laughs. I don't know. You got good genes or something. I don't know.
I've already had it a few times. Maybe I'm a little still immune. I don't know.
This was my 4th time having COVID. Wow. So, you know.
Yeah, that's good for me.
This was a terrible remix, though. I did not enjoy it.
Yeah, you saying it was pretty bad. Symptoms.
Nick was pretty pitiful there for quite a while.
Yeah, I had like 3 days where I was just not loving life. Didn't have like a cough, unfortunately, because I hate having coughs, but like, yeah, it was, whew.
But you got a lot of Warhammering in, right? Like, so like you got so many games in, I'm like a little jealous because now you're like well factioned in a couple different armies. You played against several people who are playing different armies. So you got a lot of different variations, not only on your list, a couple different lists. Who are you playing?
It was really nice to get a lot of looks that you don't normally get and seeing things you don't normally see. So, I mean, you go to tournaments and you see like, oh, you're playing that net list or you're playing that. So you really only see like 20% of each codex. Man, we were throwing weird stuff at the wall, seeing what stuck. And it's like, what does that do? Like, found some homebrewed stuff that I kind of like. And we'll come to that in a minute.
Ooh, that list. we talk about it. Yeah, go ahead.
the Blue Lagoon is, it's got some personality and I like it.
Stupid list.
It's not. I like it. It's cool.
He beat me so bad.
Yeah, but say Thomas is just mad because I flexed all that TTS muscle on him.
Oh, he did. He dropped a bucket on me. I was like, so excited. We'll come back to that.
All right. So, what did we learn? What did I learn today? Actually, this very day, I learned that vehicles can shoot pistols and non-pistols in the same shooting phase at the same action. So the normal, like you think pistols and other non-pistols, that you're like, oh, you can't shoot both at the same time. Well, vehicles are the literal exception to that rule.
Yeah. The context of it was like his opponent, of course, he's playing on TTS. His like 1 millionth game since last week. He's like Venom, got some Cabalite Warriors in there. He's like, all right, I'm going to shoot the Splinter Cannon. All right, now the guys inside are going to shoot their guns or whatever all together. And I got the blast pistol. I got the blaster. You're like, hey, wait a minute. Can you?
Yeah, I heard a key word in there. He was, you know, it's all the Dark Eldar terms. So it's like the frigga frigga flagga.
Yeah, so we were like quickly looking up. We're like, we think you can. And you're like, if you look up the rules that say how you can shoot pistols or only shoot pistols, there's that rule. And if you read all the way to the end, it says the last sentence is like, unless you're a vehicle, and then you can just do it. So like, yeah. Well, there you go. It says it right here.
So I learned that. Also, in the same game, the New Order strat came up as a topic of discussion because we were like, do you discard or do you shuffle? And we both had convinced ourselves. It's like the Berenstain Bears effect. Like, we knew, but we don't know that we know. And how do we know that we know that we know?
Yeah.
So we decided to look it up. Couldn't find it.
If you don't even know what the New Order stratagem is, because I didn't even know the name of it. I just knew there's a stratagem that just says, hey, I do a secondary. I don't like it. Once per game, I can redraw it right now. Right. That's so like, it's called New Orders.
there's like four of us like scouring the internet, like looking for everything.
We're in the app. We're searching the download section. We're like rules, errata, everything. We couldn't find it. And I found the obscure mention of if you're battle shocked, there's like a call out in the errata that says if your whole army is battle shocked, every unit in your army is battle shocked. You can still use the new order stratagem, which lets you draw. Because it's not played on a unit. It's just, you know, you're playing it on your secondary card. So it says you still can do it. I'm like, great, but what is the new order? So we couldn't find it. And then finally, I'm like, screw this. I went downstairs to my basement, pulled open the Leviathan deck, and you pull out a little pamphlet that shows you the order of operations for setting up a battlefield, all that stuff. And in there is like the picture of the words, right? New orders, which is, so we have, I had to send him a picture of it, but we could not find it digitally anywhere. So we're like, what the crap? I'm like, I even had some like PDF, you know, of the Leviathan pamphlet. So I was like, oh, it's got to be in that. And like, it was kind of like a Wahapedia conversion document. It says all the words, but it does not have that picture of the new order strat. I'm like, you would never know.
So we found it.
Yeah. If you need to know where it is. Yeah. There you go.
And for the record, you discard, you don't shuffle.
Yeah. So the one strat we've all been playing the entire edition of Tempest.
Right, we know exists. It's like they pulled it from, you know, history. It's like
this is a thing.
It's all been
like
burned.
Going to look for like Overwatch strat or something. And you're like, it's not in the book.
Well, yeah, we found all the core rulebook strats. Yeah. It wasn't listed as one of those. So
that happened again, and it was something similar to that earlier in the week. It was. Oh, I'm going to burn CP and cut them down. What is it now? It's, you know, you roll a dice for each guy on a six. It's like, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's not a thing anymore.
That's not a thing anymore. You just get to fall back. Sorry.
So, well, Nick, what did you learn this week?
Well, in the last of my escapades with the Blue Lagoon list, I found out that lieutenants let you fall back and shoot and charge on top of giving you lethal. Because in my game against Thomas, we were playing, and I was like, he's like, oh, man, if I go in there, you're just going to fall back and shoot. And I was like, oh, wait, for real? Oh, wait, I can do that?
He's been playing so long, his Marine brain has brought it, but rotted. He's playing against me. And I'm like, yeah, that's the lieutenant. True. That's his special thing.
Like
he's
what like, he does. That's his thing.
I thought it was just legal.
This faction has characters that do stuff? Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, crap, I shouldn't say anything. You know?
It's not my job to remind you of your rules.
Yeah, Lee. So, yeah. What did I learn? I learned that no matter how excited you are about a list and how much time you spend building all the models that you somehow, with all your massive collection, don't have, and you go play against Nick, who's playing Marines, and you're like, I'm the Marine faction specialist. This should be great. He doesn't even know lieutenants can fall back, shoot, and charge. And he wrecked me so bad. I didn't know which way was up. I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
I got a text, and Thomas was like, I hate it. I don't want to play it anymore. It's stupid.
The hot loser job. I'm like, I'm going to play it. And I'm like, I played
four
it.
4 in the morning, too.
I'm so playing it so badly. I'm like, I can play another game. I could have won that game. There was some critical funniness in the scenario that happened, some dice rolls that I should have just made the choice. But to auto-pass my morale, and I failed it, and I lost by 2 points. But at the end of the day, I'm like, God, this list, man, this list has so many bad decision points where you can fall down a deep ravine and not climb out. So I'm like, Mac, this list is terrible. And he's just like wrecking everybody on his TTS with it. He's like, I've already moved on up to something else.
I've played it. So I did get probably 12 reps or probably about 12 over the week with the Hot Lizard drop into different things. The Grey Knights matchup is super interesting with them. They kind of struggle against you. I played against something with the Storm Raven. I played against them with a Land Raider, and I played against the all Dread Knight spam, then the Dread Knight and the Knight spam. Wasn't scared of that. I mean, the Knight's the Knight. Big deal. Pick it up.
Yeah.
It is an unforgiving list, though. I think, as I told you, the Hot Lizard drop does not forgive bad decisions. If you make a bad decision,
Making a lot of bad decisions because I was like, this is awful. Baby. I played three games of it. One was a pretty big win. One was Nick destroyed me. I think he won by 40 or 50 points. It was awful.
Yeah, it was bad.
And then and then it was like the last game I lost by a couple points, but like it was Votan. Yeah. But I was struggling. So I'm like, and talking with him about strategy and tactics, you know, I was like, trying to like equate some of my other armies. Tactics with this army. He's like, oh, no, that's not how I would do it. I would do this, this, and that. And you're like, what? I would never do that. And apparently, like, reasons why. Right? He's talking through it. I'm like, that's why I'm getting destroyed. So I've made a new version of it. I'm dubbing it 2.5 because it's really just a small tweak to some of the units, just to pick up a few more units. We'll see. There's an RTT this weekend.
Yeah.
So So there's an RTT. I'm going to try to take it to that. Maybe I'll get a battle report this weekend. And then I haven't had a battle report on our Tabletop Live channel in a while. So I owe some folks some battle reports. So maybe we'll get that game on the TVs. And then, we'll get some more comments. I was like ready to drop it. I was like done. We have this New York team tournament. I'm like, guys, I don't think I can play this for the teams. It's just not ready. I'm not ready. I'm like, I have to switch back to Gladius because I'm awful at this.
To be fair, our game we were playing, like, I was hitting all the dice rolls I needed. I was drawing all the secondaries, like, the perfect time for them. And, like, I was killing all your units down, like, the last wound. I was like, oh, look at that. I got 5 wounds. That's exactly how many you have. Oh, look at you failed them all.
You did too good. I mean,
12 damage. Guess what I did? 12 damage.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna shoot these infiltrators over here. And, like, oh, look at that. Just having to wipe your unit out. Like,
he's not oath. He's like, I'll go ahead and spend the CP plus one to wound, or plus one to hit and plus one AP. Yeah. I'm like, but I'm not going to overcharge. I'm like, oh, it's only AP 3. I got cover. I got 6 up to the pains. 5 up save. I should be fine. I don't need Dharmic attempts. Fine. He hits.
Like 6 hits, 6 wounds.
Take all the wounds. And I'm like, I fail all of them. I hit 1 or 2 sixes, but, like, no, the whole squad's dead. I'm like, oh, that's not supposed to happen.
It was just like a throwaway shot, too. I was like, I got some extra shots. I don't know.
Like, I guess I shoot over there. I'm really just stealing this primary. I'm like, that's a good place to drop.
I was like, I can't overcharge because if I just have it to roll 3 ones when they blow up and I just lose area denial.
Yeah.
Because there's the only unit standing in the middle. And
I was I drew. My dreadnought charged off the objective. So he's like, oh, perfect. I'll drop right there where you left. I'm like, no. It was bad. It was downhill after that.
It was the entire game, though. That was the whole game was like that.
If Nick draws behind enemy lines and capture enemy outposts, I'm screwed. Nick, what'd you draw? Capture enemy outposts behind enemy lines.
Yeah. some assault guys jumped over on his back objective.
He did. Like, he rapidly perfectly killed the
other unit. Like, same thing. They had like 10 wounds in the unit, did 10 wounds, perfectly killed them. Next turn, I draw capture enemy outpost.
That's brutal. I was like, oh, man. So I did learn something. So here we go. Of course, I remember because I'm recounting this game with it. At one point, very early on in the game, I think it's turn one, like he draws cleanse, and he's got a unit in the center, and he's got this infiltrator squad that's on the objective. And I'm like, ooh, are you going to cleanse that one too? Because they're going to be out in the open. I could shoot him. He's like, I don't think so. I'm just going to stick you because the beginning of my command phase, I'm Vanguard. And now I'm going to run behind this wall. And because I have this shoot and move thing or whatever. And I'm like, oh, nice. So you're not going to cleanse. So he's like, oh, I'll take 3 points. It'll be fine. And then on my turn, I'm like, ooh, I need to stop that. He's going to get primary. I don't have anybody over here. I can't risk jumping out. He's got all these reserves. So I let it go. And then the next turn, I'm like, all right, well, during his turn two, I'm going to rapid ingress some inceptors. But he's got infiltrators behind this wall, perfectly like zoning out the objective. So I cannot drop on the objective, even though there's nobody there. And it's sticky. It's like, the puzzles we have to solve. So I drop these inceptors here, and they're like out in the middle of nowhere. But like, my plan is, on my turn, I'm going to walk onto this objective, take the sticky off, take the bomb. Hopefully I don't lose a guy, and then charge off of the objective onto his guys. So that I'm not on the objective anymore either, so that I don't just get murked and killed for free. And it's Vanguard, so if you're next to them, they can't jump away, right? So I don't want these infiltrators like bouncing somewhere else and screwing up all my reserves. Because, of course, like a dummy, I got everything in reserve against his list. I'm like, ugh, it's dumb. So, but we had the discussion and, you know, read the rules, and it wasn't until afterwards where we kind of like dug a little deeper. The rules for his stratagem say at the end of the turn, sticky, you control it at the end of your turn, right? So that would mean if I charge off the objective, I would no longer be on the objective. It's still sticky. I'm like, well, I can't have that. I can't have just scoring because I can't drop on it, you know? And there's nobody near it to go charge on through it except for these guys. But what we learned in the errata for the sticky objectives, there's a carve out that's an update that basically says at the end of the turn or end of the phase. So I would be able to move end of the movement phase. Sticky would come off and then charge. So my plan would have worked, but we didn't know. He read the strat to me. I'm like, oh, how do you know more than me? And then I did what he said, and it was totally wrong. But then I couldn't charge off of it. So I just had to stay there and then die the next turn. It was terrible. But there you go. We learned something new. stickies, which applies to a lot of armies if you're not used to what stickies. Yeah. Obviously, Marines have intercessors. Vanguard has a strat. But you have Death Guard with their objective secured everybody.
Yeah.
You got there's several armies, Cultists, Chaos, World Eaters. There's all these armies that have like a sticky mechanic. So, end of phase. It's important.
Yeah. Because that's the case for, you know, holding the objective in any other situation.
Yeah. I mean, like edge case, right? Because like you're like, I charge onto it, I move onto it, I'm still there, right? You're like, there's not a lot of like, I'm leaving the objective because I want to score points. But like sometimes you don't want to be on the objective. Like you don't want to give them points on their next turn because maybe they get something for killing you.
Yep. But if you're going
for, or they get 1,000 subs, you're like, hey, I get rerolls. You want to stand on that thing? You're like, oh, crap. No, I don't.
That has come up where it's like, oh, you stickied that and you're touching it? Cool. I'm going to walk onto it and kill you. You're like, but I don't control it. Yeah, the heck you do.
Bad. It's like, get away from that thing. It's like toxic. It's like radioactive objective. You're like, I don't want to be on this.
So, speaking of the Blue Lagoon.
The Blue Lagoon, that's your new list, right? Because what happened to the Mexican pickle? Like, that's what the
Mongolian pickle.
Still can't say it right.
Is on hold until I get some more models.
that's his, you know, that's his White Scars detachment. What is it actually called? The Advance and Charge one?
Storm Lance.
So he was trying that. That's what we talked about last time, I think. And he dubbed it the Mongolian pickle. Oh my God, this time. But he was having some difficulties. The models, he didn't quite have all the stuff. So he developed it to this random Vanguard. So I'm like ready for Advance and Charge models. I'm going to see what it's going to do. And he's like, yeah, this is Vanguard. I'm like,
what? Well, I still have Advance and Charge because I took Kalgar.
Oh, he changed it though. Yeah, this is the new one. So after we play, he didn't have.
Yeah. So
the list I brought over.
Yeah. So the list I brought over was mostly models that I had that were like, you know, fairly competitive, like units to play and stuff. And I was just kind of feeling some stuff out, and I ended up getting like a bunch of stuff this last week, going to a bunch of different game stores and grabbing a bunch of models. So I have a bunch of gray plastic ready to paint. But this list is Ultramarines, which pains me, but Marnius Kalgar is just too good not to take. It gives you extra CP.
That CP is like crack, baby. It's like CP is crack.
So the current list that I'm going to be playing at the same RT as you, so hopefully we'll get round one matchup. And you can have some revenge.
Ooh, that's true. Yeah, right. We can call it out. We know the TL. We can make that match actually happen.
Yeah, yeah. If you really want it.
I do. I can't possibly go any worse than it did last time.
Well, you said it out loud now, so you know it's right.
Exactly. I know for sure how it's going to go. It's got to be better.
So I got Kalgar, and then I have Uriel of Ventress, because given...
You took my advice.
Even if I don't use it, like even if it's not like useful in the game, just having the ability to be like, I don't know, they got deep strike.
How is that not useful?
In the Vanguard, especially too, because like at the end of your turn, I burn a CP, I pick a unit up, put them in deep strike. Well, yep. Or into reserve. If they have deep strike, then they just come back in anywhere on the table.
Yeah. Cool. So just for everyone's audience, they don't. You're not playing the quote unquote Lenin list that has the Centurion. So you don't have Centurions in this Vanguard list. It's a little bit different.
I'm bucking the trend. I don't like those models. I won't play them. Everyone insists that they're very good. They are very good.
I was very resistant as well because I had a lot of grab Centurions and you need the last cannon ones. I'm like, I don't want to paint more Centurions. And I actually had a bunch of last cannon ones built. I was like, but I didn't have quite a six of them. So I was like, oh man. Do I really want to build more of these? And then, dang, double down. Do I really want to paint more of these guys? I'm like, I'm not playing Vanguard. Nope, sorry. That was the line. I'm done with this list because of the Centurions.
Yeah, so I jumped from the Tyranid Vanguard to the Marine Vanguard. And I found myself like kind of wanting to play in like the same style.
He's playing Tyranids literally as Marines. It's kind of crazy.
So deep striking stuff, fun. Picking guys up, moving around is good. I have a captain with a jump pack, and I gave him the Ghost Weave cloak, and that allows me to have stealth and lone op.
Ooh.
I also have, just for the model, but so I have a unit of assault nurses with jump packs, and depending on the matchup, so if I'm playing against a guard player or a death guard player and they have a lot of indirect, I can just not attach that captain to the unit, and he can go grab objectives, sticky objectives, pick them up, jump down, do all the fun stuff.
I like that.
I also have the crafty lieutenant with the combi weapon, who's the new guy with the anti-Tyranid homeboy, who's also
You didn't have him in our game either.
No, I didn't.
He used to be anti-Tyranid. He's not anti-Tyranid anymore.
I mean, he has half a Tyranid like on his shoulder.
I know, but so like he actually had anti-Tyranid on his rules sheet, but he doesn't anymore.
So I got him in the list. And what's fun with him in Vanguard is when you end a movement within 9 of him, he can move 6. He's also a Phobos model, so I can burn a CP, and if you charge me, I can move another 6.
Hmm.
So depending on a situation where I can be like, okay, I'm going to go over here and grab this objective. Oh, you moved within 12 to shoot me? Cool, I move out of 12, so you can't shoot me. Oh, well, or I can move out of behind a wall. Like, well, I'll just charge anyway. Okay, you try to charge me, I burn a CP, I run away.
That was when we played our game, like you used that stratagem, and the first time you used it, I read it, and I was like, oh man, I could see that being cool, because then you're like, oh, I move block you, cool, yeah, I'm up next to you, you don't fail your charge, but you're here.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if you declare A and B and I move to where I move block you to where you can't physically engage A and B, I can make you fail your charge.
Yeah, you're like, there's the scenario where
my brain just went
the scenario where you don't move back, you move forward to kind of like wrap them or block them from charging, mm-hmm. or maybe you move one unit behind a wall and it's a vehicle. Now they can't get you on both. It's
yeah. I'm playing against Damien, some of the custodes. Like, their big thing is they want to charge you to get extra movement to get on your objectives. Well, my objective is here and you're trying to charge me on here and I move my guy off the objective this way, you have to charge the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's a 2-inch charge. Can't fail it. But now you're over here.
Yep.
Now you're in the middle. Now you're out in the open. Now you're not on an objective.
You
now
are you can't 4 inches away from an objective. You can't not base me.
Yeah.
And you can't move far enough to get on the objective.
Yeah. It's some really fun shenanigans. Like, I find myself using that like pretty much every time I get charged. I'm like, yeah, I got an extra CP.
Yeah, Calgar. You kind of need Calgar to like afford that kind of rent to pay all those things. I feel that way with Gladius. I'm like, there's other versions that were like quote unquote better, Black Templars and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I want to do all the Gladius tricks, which is movement tricks and jumping around tricks. And you're like, I need that CP to do that stuff.
But that's one of those stratagems that you read on paper and you're like, wow, that's really good. And then you get on the table and you go, oh, there's so many more uses for that.
Oh yeah. You got to be creative. But once you I've seen some people do some really heinous stuff and you're like, just feels dirty. And then you're like, but that's, kudos.
That's what you good have job. To do.
Yeah. You got me, because that's a great move. I'm going to have to figure out how to defeat that or use that myself next time. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, because it's if you move out of 12, they can redeclare a charge.
If you're not eligible, right.
Eligible. So with Phobos, you get to flat 6. Scouts and Phobos, you just flat move 6. So if they're, you know, outside of 6, instead of moving out, you go, like, I'm 11.9. You get box cars and you make the charge.
You got me.
It's like, hey, you know what? It's a gamble. But it's you can technically make the charge, so you have to roll it. And if you don't make it, you don't roll that 12. Hey, you're standing right there, man.
And or I mean, if it goes farther, if they declare 2 things, like
as soon as you like look at Vanguard and you're like, I got 2 units lined up, you're like, ooh, this is dangerous territory. You're like, how many CP? Who's the guy?
Yeah. So I got that lieutenant, the jump back captain, who could possibly go into the unit. I have a captain of Phobos, and he has the relic for execute and redeploy, which gives me move and shoot, and he can attach to scouts and infiltrators.
So that captain, so if you don't know what this is, right, like a Marine guy, like that captain lets you, this is like redeploy after you know who goes first, which is like contrary to most of the redeploy rules, is like you get to know. So like, hey, I'm going first, good, I deploy in your grill. Oh, I'm going second, everyone back to safety. This is very flexible. And then... But, like, he's like the captain that forgot all his weapons. Like, he literally doesn't have anything. He left the armory. He's got a knife. It's not a power knife.
He's got a one-shot precision 4-2/2.
Yeah, he's a one-shot bolter. I'm going to shoot that character for 2 wounds? Like, who cares? Like, why even bother shooting it? But what he does have is that redeploy. You know, like, I'm going to pay 85 points or whatever this captain costs and a free strat for a redeploy.
100 points.
100, right? And you're like, this guy's not worth it. Like, that's a very powerful ability, but like, I don't know, 100 points, pretty steep. But with that relic now, because it's, he got the relic.
Yeah, so it's a 20-point relic and an 80-point model.
Yeah, so like that enhancement, he used it on me. I was like, I don't like that. That was good. He put him on some infiltrators, and it was like, I'm going to sticky this objective, I'm on it, but now I'm going to shoot you, and then I'm going to use my captain's enhancement. It says, after I shoot, I move behind the wall. You know, it's like the old move and scoot and move, which is fine. That's a powerful ability, but you're like, for infiltrators specifically, or for scouts, or for whoever, doing that extra shooting, doing that movement where the guys get to get extra range, or maybe they're zoning out a whole nother part of the board. Infiltrators are just dirty like that. It's just like,
or if you're, you know, in the Vanguard, you pick them up in the end of your turn, spend a CP. Now they're in deep strike. Well, I could technically deep strike if I get with Uriel.
Or just come from the edge.
Walking off the side, I move. I'm 6 inches off the side. I shoot. Now I'm 6 inches.
Now you move again, and you're on the objective. You're like, yep. Just stole your stuff.
Dear listeners, there are a lot of objectives that are a little more than 6 inches from the table edge.
Just outside. It's
almost like they did it on purpose. But then now you can still get it from reserve. Yep. So exactly. It's not safe to be just like, well, nobody can get over there. It's fine. And you're like, bam, boop, I'm on objective.
Or if you're screening me out and you're like, well, if you get, you know, deploy teleport homers in my home objective or deploy behind enemy lines. Well,
you can still do deploy. Yeah, you still could do deploy. It's terrible.
But, yeah.
I just got enough. Oh, my toe.
Yep.
So this captain, which is very good, but you're like, I'm never paying that many points because he doesn't do anything else. He literally doesn't do anything. Now he's like, oh, but I joined this unit of infiltrators that might do this extra thing. And I'm a captain giving them a free strat. You're like, he just became super obnoxious. And I don't like that guy. So
was, yeah. That unit composition is very Tyranids.
Like I said, I kept building this list. I'm like, oh, wow, I can move and shoot just like the gargoyles. Yeah. I can spend a CP and pick guys up at the end of the turn, just like the Vanguard list. Oh, man.
It's very secondary heavy.
He spotted it right off the bat. Right, exactly. It's like, yeah, the killing stuff is like light on the killing stuff, but like, man, that boy can run around and score some secondary.
That was one thing I started playing back on the Marines like when we were playing in the COVID zone. It was, wow, man, secondary game is hard if you're not playing Tyranids. Like, this is actually a game.
You got to do some work. He was talking about Inceptors when they drop in and do anything. I'm like, yeah, welcome to the other side of Inceptors. They're not just the greatest unit on Earth, right? Like, the 3-inch deep strike is not all that. And then, like, he plays against me. He's like, psh, 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 Inceptors are just popping off. I'm like, well, okay, fine. They are good, right? Like, so
there's a reason everybody takes them. I mean, like, they're good.
I mean,
mine didn't work.
I mean, heck, the Tau Codex has that strat to give 3-inch deep strike, and everybody's like, oh my God, 3-inch deep strike. And it's like, yeah, it's that good.
Yeah. You could 3-inch deep strike with something that's actually worth doing that with, right?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people have access to that, and they're like Tyranids have the Trigon, where it's like, and then what happens? Well, then he dies. Like, oh, so it's bad for 180 points?
Yeah.
Seems bad.
I mean, he's doing his best, but bless his heart, it's just not there.
All that teeth, no toothbrush. That's why he's so ornery.
That is his problem. Well, that is probably a Tyranid.
Yeah, that is the main problem. I have Apothecary Biologus because they're amazing. And I put them with a 6-man Eradicator squad.
Yeah.
So that's good. That they have lethal. I mean, I just call what else is there to say? You know, I have a regular lieutenant who allows me to fall back and shoot and charge.
To remind himself over and over again.
So I hear.
Yeah, I gave him the power sword and the storm shield just because I put him with the Hellblaster unit, a 10-man, and just give a little punch to the unit since I can charge.
He's good. He fights a little harder than he should. Like, it's just a good model to put with him because you think you're going to touch him and turn him off. Well, you're probably not going to fight him and turn him off, so you might want to be careful with that guy.
He also gives lethal to the Hellblasters in case Hellblasters needed to be even scarier.
Well, they do. Frankly, they do. Because their strength is not high enough to threaten a lot of vehicles, but with lethal now, all of a sudden,
You're like Nick in our game, where like I had some Inceptors, where like I'm going to shoot these Hellblasters if I get killed on the return dead guys, but at least I'll thin them down a little bit. I'm like, maybe I'll move a little bit. He's like, I guess I'll Overwatch. I got nothing else to do, you know, whatever. Maybe I'll shoot when I die. This fool, he's like, here's my 20 shots. I got 10 hits. That are sixes, that are lethals. I'm like, 10 out of 20? You roll 50%? He's like, oh, wait, I got to roll my lieutenant. Oh, he got a 6 too. I'm like,
yeah, the pistol on the lieutenant.
What? And then I'm like, I'm dead? I guess I die before? Okay, fine. How many of your guys die? He's like, no ones. I'm fine. I'm like, nobody likes you, Nick. This is not how it's supposed to go.
Exactly.
These Hellblasters are great. I'm like, get out of here.
I was like, I got CP. You know, I'll get a couple of hits.
He's just like, whatever, I guess. 10 sixes. I'm like, say what?
Why doesn't everyone always Overwatch with Hellblasters? I don't get
it. I'm like, those crap. Those I mean, yes, why not? If you're going to roll like that, shoot. broke me right there. I was like, this is going awful.
I was like turn four too. So it was like
I was already beat down. I was like so frustrated because nothing was going right. And he's like, well, why not? Why just keep throwing it on me?
Playing football, the coaches would do this thing on Mondays where it was called the toilet bowl, where they would always call bullcrap penalties. It was a scrimmage. It was like a 10-minute scrimmage. And they would always call bullcrap penalties, and they make up just to put you in a hole to like get you frustrated. The first string would always be like, penalty, why? You touched your nose, 10-yard penalty. Then it'd be like, you know, 3rd and 20. Now all of a sudden you got to dig yourself out of a hole. So getting in those games that put you so far in behind when nothing seems to go right, sometimes it's good for those, especially not in the tournament, for those to happen, because you're like, sometimes, man, you just, nothing goes right. You roll nothing but ones, and he rolls nothing but sixes. I hate that, but sometimes it's good.
Yeah, you definitely have to have those experiences so you can, like, police yourself in the actual situation. And Nick and I were laughing, as terrible as it was. He was like, this is the greatest game of war ever. And I'm like, I can't believe Hellblasters are doing me like this. Because I've used Hellblasters so many times. I've been so disappointed by them so many times. I was laughing at him that he had Hellblasters in his list. I'm like, your list is terrible. And then he's just dominating me at every point of the game. It's like, I don't know what's happening right now. I can't figure out my list. I'm like, I'm never in the right place. I'm trying to spend CP. I'm out of CP. He's like, I got CP all over the place. Calgar's helping me. And I'm like, you're playing all right. I'm playing Salamanders. Oh, these guys aren't really blue.
So this is what I'd like you. That feeling is what I felt for years when playing you. I'm always in an uphill battle.
I know. I've done that to Mac. Mac, every time we play, it's always like that. The opposite. So like I pull something out of my butt or I roll great, and he's like that, you know, they're trying to 3D chess it on me.
those Votan terms.
Votan? Oh.
That is the best karma I have ever heard flipped on you. Oh, thank you.
I figured you would appreciate that. I sent him a screenshot of the score sheet, and I was like, I'm getting this list is done. I'm done with this list. I played another game
up. I was like, well, I got to go, but, you know, it's fun, man. Appreciate the game.
I was like, look, I'll go again. We'll play another one. He's like, no, I got to get out of here. I've got to go. I was like, no, you can't leave like this. I'm up to chess with my money back. What the hell?
Got no one to walk away, man.
Yeah, man. Playing with the casino's money, you just walk away.
I like the idea of calling you out at the RTT. I want to talk to Chris.
Yeah, do it, man. I'm ready. So let's see. What else? I got 2 units of regular assault intercessors. They're just cheap.
Just the foot guys. The foot guys. I was like, how are these doing anything? He's like, well, you'll see. He did some work on me. Stupid guys.
I mean, you can sticky objectives with them. You can just run out there. They're 75 points for 5 dudes. They're not completely like easy to kill. So like, they're still
10 points Marines. More than scouts. Like I have that all the time where you'll have.
They're
like,
80 points, right? They didn't go down.
Yeah, they did. They're 75.
You can still put a Thunder Hammer in the unit.
Yeah, regular intercessors are 80. Thunder assault ones are 75. The jump pack ones are 85.
I guess I knew that.
And it's always that. I've had that twitch, too, when you're making a list and you got 10 points left over. You're like, scouts or assault intercessors? I like them.
I like them. Like I said, you can put a Thunder Hammer and a plasma pistol in the unit. Like, they're not useless. They got a million. They got, you know, what's that? 16 attacks for the regular guys. I mean.
Yeah, reroll wounds. No, they're great. I love. I mean, Gladius, the unit is like a superstar. You're like, I just like, how do I not have more
reroll of these? Reroll ones. And reroll wound rolls on objectives, turns out, probably one of the better ones in the game.
Mm-hmm. like they're good. I like them. So they've got 2 units of those guys, 1 regular unit of intercessors, because they have sticky. So now I can double sticky.
Ooh.
So now I got sticky 2 objectives on a turn.
Maybe we need to change the Blue Lagoon to the double sticky.
The double stick. Let's see. I got the 5-man assault intercessors. Again, they're cheap. They run around. They do stuff. They can do mortals, toss grenades, charge, do fun stuff.
That unit got me in a lot of trouble. I like them a lot, but like that unit got me in too much trouble. I'm trying to make them do too much.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, I'm taking a lot of small units just to be like, go do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessarily going to be killing stuff, and I don't expect him to, but I'm also coming from, again, a Tyranid perspective. From my brain, I'm like, well, nothing's going to kill anything, so I just got to go out there and, like, just be annoying and touch stuff and move block and do this kind of stuff. But, like, Marines actually, like, kill stuff sometimes. I'm like, oh, wow. It's nice. I like this.
Unless he gets extra excited every time you kill the model. Like, just to give you some context of this stupid game, like, I'm sorry to harp on this. Like, he shot his Eradicators at me, and I did all this work to screen him, and finally I'm like, screw it. This plane has to go here. He's going to come in and he's going to eradicate me. But even with lethal hits, he's hitting me on 5. So I'm like, you know, 3, maybe 4. He's going to pop the +1 to hit strat, extra AP. So like, It's going to be AP5. I'm not going to get a save. So he's just going to do it. So it's really how good does he roll? And I've been on the bad side of Eradicators. I know. You win a five. It is what it is, right? Yeah. He comes in, and you would think they were like Vanguard ones, like wounding on fours. He's like, all the hits, take seven of my six, or my six, eight shots. I'm like, what? Say how much? All seven?
Well, I mean, they get reroll against vehicles. You didn't know this?
Yeah, he's apparently just rolled good. I mean, he's taking my plan all the way. He blew that Storm Raven in Kingdom Come. And I'm like, you stay over there. Damage or something to it. Stay over there the rest of the games.
Except for Vanguard, if he wants to pee, pick him up.
They can walk on the edge. Luckily, there's no more Storm Ravens to shoot because all my models were dead.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, they're like, oh, man, there's no more vehicles. All right, well. I guess we'll just hang out back over here.
My Eradicators, which were Flamestorm Eradicators, were hiding behind a building because they couldn't shoot at anything because you had a lone op lieutenant, the librarian guy, and the other unit infiltrators that were zoning them out. I'm like, that's right, lone op. I can't shoot.
So, yeah, I do have two units of infiltrators in that list because they are just amazing. Like, that 12-inch bubble they put out to stop the deep strike, man. Ooh, it is so good.
It's funny, like you start playing Marines and you're like, wow, that's really good. And then you get more into Marines and you're like, I can live without it. And then you come like,
I need a little extra points. It comes out of the infiltrators. And I don't need just one unit of infiltrators. It could be a scout. I could just screen a little bit more. No infiltrators. You're like, oh, man.
And then you get no infiltrators. And then you play against them and you're like, man, I need some infiltrators.
You play against Grey Knights or the Necron list.
Hypercrypt.
Oh, man. Yeah. You play against the Hypercrypt and you're like, boy, you know, go real good right now.
The cat puts his paper down meme. I could use some some infiltrators right now. Every game. Buy a boat. Every game. Yep. Every game.
And then two units, three plasma inceptors, because you got it, right? The 10-man Hellblaster, and then two scout squads with rocket launcher and sniper rifle. Gun, and then shotguns for everybody else, so we can go and do actions. And then, so I'll put the captain with the Phobos armor either in with a scout unit, so they can pick themselves up.
Hold on, let me make sure I got this. Your real damage dealers are, you have six Inceptors, you have six Eradicators, and
10 Hellblasters with a lieutenant.
10 Hellblasters, that's your DPS, so to speak.
Yeah, right? Like, if you're like, that's enough.
Kalgar does, yeah.
He's rolling around with who?
I'm probably going to put him with the Assault Intercessors, and I'll put Uriel Ventress with one of the actual Inceptors.
Inceptors.
Intercessors, sorry.
Intercessors. Oh, yeah, Intercessors. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Having they can lead a unit and do stuff.
Yeah, you know, I like it.
Extra wounds on them. Otherwise, Ventress is just kind of like standing around by himself, like twiddling his thumbs, being like,
I mean, it's more OC in that unit to sticky stuff. It's a bigger screen. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yep. Also, he can do strats on the unit if they're battle shocked.
Even if they're battle shocked, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, obviously, he gives out the deep strike, which is worth his 75 points. Plus, he's not a slouch.
Pay 75 points for an enhancement that did that. I would still pay 75 points for an enhancement that did that.
Right. Like, he's got two shot guns, 4-1, 2. And he's got six attacks in combat that are 6-2, 2 sustain.
Yeah, so, he's a captain. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. He's got the captain's sword that the other captain forgot at home. Stupid Phobos captain. Where's his weapon at? What? He's just got a knife. It's not even a knife.
He has a knife.
It's like he's literally slapping you. Like, his fists are better than his knife. It's the same. Like, why?
Yeah.
Stupid guy. I don't understand how you're a captain.
So I ended up with a chapter master and three captains and two lieutenants in the list.
It's tough to be over there.
It is a little character heavy. I got a little carried away.
It's all the ranks are high there. They're like, hey, we need all the top brass here for this meeting.
Did anybody bring guns? Those three guys did. That's about it.
Yeah, nobody told me. I thought we were having a coffee break over here, stupid captain.
So it scores secondaries pretty well. And in Vanguard, being able to pick guys up, put them back down, reactive move to your charges, that kind of stuff. Like, it just kind of just meshes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be playing on the RT on Saturday, so I have a lot more reps with this specific version of the list. I had aggressors in there with Kalgar, just because, I mean, the big boys that go out there to punch stuff to shoot.
It's
stuff.
A reflex. I mean, you read the data sheet, and it's a reflex.
I have six of them that are already painted, and that was kind of why I was like, sure, put aggressors back on the table. Why not? But they just kind of...
They're the opposite of that effect, where it's like, that's better on the table than it is. No, they are worse than their datasheet belies.
Yeah, they're not super great.
So many points and CP into them to make them do their thing that it's just kind of like,
outside of Gladius, it's just like, it's just a lot of expenditure for not a lot of oomph. Even in Gladius, you have to like do specific things to make that unit pop off. So like when it does work, it's great. But like all the hoops you got to jump through, it's tricky.
You're definitely coddling them and giving them, you know, oh, did you wake up at 8 o'clock this morning? Okay. Did you have your breakfast and coffee? And,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I need you to go to work, please. Like you can't. No. F that.
And without Khalgar to make them advance and shoot and charge and all that stuff, like they're just so freaking slow too.
Yeah.
Even with like making, I can deep strike this unit. Great. Then they go over there and they're slow.
This is the first five episodes of the Metamarine should be subtitled. We hate aggressors. And here's why this edition.
Like I don't. I want to.
So I like my aggressors, but like they don't work in any other detachment. When I see the other ones, I'm like, why are you, have you not just been abused by them enough? You stop using them?
Like, I said, I started back into Marines with, I went into my closet and busted out all my Marine stuff. I was like, all right, what do I have that's painted? All right, I'll slap it on the table.
Which, and I understand, like, you look at them, you read the data sheet, and I did it too. I was like, well, yeah.
These they could shoot, they can, and they could punch. Oh, man.
Yeah, you gotta run them. You gotta. And then you run them, and you're like, I don't like you.
These guys are not good.
Like, they're good into some stuff, but, like, everything in your army is good into that same stuff.
Exactly.
So it's like, what are you doing that the rest of my army is not already doing?
Man, they better. Kill. They kill light infantry. So does everybody else.
Yeah, right. Scouts kill light infantry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I tried in my Gladius list, that's where I like the aggressors get the most bang, to put the, to swap in the Hellblasters. And even when they went up in points, you're kind of like, that's not an even trade point-wise. So even when they went up in points, it's a little closer, but the Hellblaster still costs more. And you're like, hey, I get extra AP. I get the Exploding Relic, so the Hellblasters even do even more shots. You're still getting lethals because you got the Lieutenant. You know, they're fast. If they drop and shoot, they don't necessarily die right away, and they're annoying. So like, well, it's all the things you want, right? And then you do it, and you're like, I can kill Magnus, no problem. This doesn't kill Magnus. These Hellblasters don't even make a dent in Magnus, but like the aggressors kill Magnus one go. Like, okay. They do very specific things.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Hellblasters. Like, I have 20 of them ready to go from way back in 8th edition. When they first came out, and they were like, oh man, these guys right here? Nah, you're going to want some.
I'm a super fan of Hellblasters for sure.
I'm gonna play this around a little bit. I'll probably make some changes. There's probably some redundancy that I could get rid of in here, but like, just gotta put it on the table, see what she does.
I like it.
Back next week after the RTT. We'll see how it does.
So, how many games do you
play at
this point?
In Marines, with the COVID week, I'm probably about 15, 20 games in right now.
How many were the Mongolian Pickle before you switched it out?
Not very many, unfortunately.
Maybe two or three.
I was trying to make. And I'm still planning on doing this. I'm still planning on going back and actually really deep diving into the Stormlance. As it stands, it's kind of with the models that I have and that I want to play, like it doesn't really cut it, honestly.
Yeah.
Like they have four strats that only apply to mounted. And it's like, okay, well, I don't want to play Outriders.
Yeah.
Like there's a couple of like the Ravenwing Knights. With the plasma talons, like
that's the Black Knights,
got my attention. But as far as actually playing White Scars, like with Kassaro Khan leading the charge, they're on hold.
Yeah.
I tried, and it was just like very obvious, very quickly that like compared to Vanguard and Gladius, and also the Hot Lizard, like it's on the bottom tier. It's better than the Terminator attachment. It's not the worst.
Yeah, I should try to make that list work. It's so bad.
I do want to put Outriders on the table, though. I really like those models.
Don't talk about Outriders. Stupid Outriders. Can't find my. We talked for an hour about lost some Outriders.
We're gonna do the Hot Lizard drop your kids off at school. We're gonna do the next version of the Hot Lizard drop, which is version 2.0 for Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah, so my version, so I haven't played this yet. I have one rep on Friday. We'll play before the RTT this on Saturday. But I theoried it up after playing those couple of games and getting beat down by Nick. So the original 2.0 version, we had two units of infiltrators, one plane, one dreadnought. You had Vulcan with some company heroes. You had a big block of Eradicators with the guy with the enhancement, the biologists. You had one big block of six plasmas, one little three-man bolters, and one unit of scouts, you know, and then that's kind of all she wrote, right? It's really
and
light.
Vanguard and the assault
division. Oh, the Vanguard vets and the captain. Oh, yeah, and the chaplain and the assault jump intercessor. So there's another package, right? So you get your light footprint. All these guys want to do work. The little jump pack guys, I want them to do mortals. They have the upside of doing a lot more mortals if you like spend CP on them, and which in Vanguard, I'm so used to having Khalgar and running around with extra CP, like with playing the Flamestorm, like CP is very valuable. Like you want to spend CP on everything. They have some great strats and you're like, you just got to like hold to CP like so precious. So like throwing a grenade is like you're splurging for a Mercedes on your McDonald's budget, right? You're like, I can't afford it, right? Like I really want it. I can't afford it. And I'm like every little thing. So playing that list, I was like, I just need some more action monkeys. I just need some more guys to just, it's turn one. I don't want to commit the big force, but I drew Area Denial or you know, Investigate Signals. Well, how can I just go over there and get that, right? I don't want to like deploy infiltrators in the corner so they can go get Investigate Signals, right? Like, or cleanse or whatever. Like, so I might need those guys later. So like that was the kind of crux of the early problems. Max like, oh, just stay back. Don't score it.
Yeah.
You know, you'll kill them next turn. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't give up 3 points. I'm rah, rah, rah. I'm like, no, so we had a little bit of disagreement on how we would play it. So in my version, I dropped from two infiltrators down to one. I turned that basically that unit into some scouts, save some points. So I have two scouts instead of one scout. So I went from two infiltrators, one scout to two scouts, one infiltrator. So save some points there. I dropped my little five-man assault jump intercessor squad with the chaplain. Once you put that chaplain in there, you're like, look at all the mortals I could do. No. Take that out. It's too tempting. I can't resist. It's like gambling, you know, like I can't go.
Because he's like 80 points, right? He's 80, yeah. 80 or 85, yeah.
Yeah, like, so you can like basically get in another unit of jump pack guys.
Yeah, you can have two units. So you're like, okay, I'll put two units of Outriders for that. They're 80 points, two units of Outriders. And so the good thing about Outriders and the Flamestorm is, one, they auto-advance six. So you're always just advancing. As long as you don't want to charge, you're just like, I move 12 plus the six. I go 18. Yeah, I can't go through walls, but I got 18. So if turn one, I need to deploy teleport homers or investigate signals or whatever. I could do it. I could potentially do it in your deployment zone, depending on what the deployment zone is. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. So you're like, yeah, here they are. And I don't really care if they die, right? And they can still shoot, even if, you know, whatever. So like, so they got some twin link bolters, like whoop-de-doo. So put those two units in. And then I had like with a relic, there's a 20-point relic that was on one of the characters just because we had random 20 points. It's kind of okay, but like by the time he gets to minus one damage on a captain, he doesn't need that.
Yeah.
So I took those 20 points. I had 30 points left over because of the scouts, and I was able to squeeze in a tech marine. So that tech marine goes in the airplane with Vulcan. So like sometimes you like fly up, but I don't really want to jump out somebody on this objective. Maybe I drew tempting target. I flew my plane over there, but I don't want to drop the dreadnought out. But like I still need to get tempting target, but the plane's OC0. Like who's jumping on this thing? He can jump out. Plus, he's a tech marine. Like, he could just be, I'm a lone op behind the wall next to the dreadnought or by the plane early. I could just heal the plane and get in. You know, like, there's all sorts of, like,
make it hit on two
synergies. Yeah. And he's just a random guy.
He's not bad.
Yeah.
He's cheap.
Yeah. He's cheap. So, 55 points. There's not a lot of things you can buy for 55 points. Maybe a banner guy or ancient or something. But, like, for Marines, unless you go with, like, the inquisitorial route where you get some henchmen, which wouldn't be bad. You know, have an extra unit. I felt it kind of maybe it helped some of those units plus one hit on that Storm Raven. It's not terrible or the Dreadnought. So that's what I'm gonna try a couple more units. It's a little less, you know, I want to kill something with the jump pack guys, but I feel like the bikes, and that's what led to the stupid Outriders, because I have two units of Outriders, and I went to go pull them out to get them ready, and I found one squad of three where I'm missing two of the three bikes. And I'm like, there's literally one bike here. So where are the rest on my shelf? And like, it's gone. I spent all day looking for it. I'm so upset about Outriders. I got to go to Max House and get some new Outriders to build just for this practice that may not even last more than this weekend. You know, like Outriders might be terrible. And I'm like, why'd I have to go do this? I literally have them somewhere hidden here in my house. But well, that's the list. Good news, so we'll see.
They're easy to build.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
You don't even need glue.
That's right. That's the push fit ones, right? From the old starter box, the Indominus box.
They're good looking models too, honestly.
They are very nice. Yeah. You always wanted them to be better. Back when they had like a million attacks when they charge, you're like, oh, if you can only take them in more than three guys, and now you can, you're like, yeah. And they're so cheap, 80 points. You're like, you start looking at the stats, you're like, these guys are 80 points? I'm like, gosh, great.
Yeah, we were
driving. And then you look at Marines, you're like,
I was like, what about bikes? And you're like, what about them? And you start reading it, and you're like, well, actually, what about them?
Yeah, you know, talking about Vanguard. They strength five bolters because it's Vanguard and you, or Flamestorm or whatever.
And you're then you're like, they have the grenades keyword.
Oh, they got grenades. And you're like, wait a minute. Oh, grenades. Like, oh, I can't afford that. You know, so that's rich. That's rich talking right there.
I like but so them. Honestly, I like them. Their bases are huge. You can move block with them. It's easy to get them all into combat if you have to. I'm with base to base. Yeah, but I'm 5 inches away and I'm still in a base to base kind of thing. I like it. I like it. I'm anxious to see how it
is. So we'll try. We'll try. I don't have as much screening as he does, but I have bikes, right? I have like they potentially they could screen farther out. Mm-hmm. And again, they're more
sacrificial. Them too, right?
Yeah, like, they're more sacrificial.
They can shoot and charge a scout unit or something. They can still do damage.
They're still tough five Marines. With four wounds each.
Yeah,
like that's not nothing.
Right.
Four wounds is a weird break point in this game right now. I feel like.
Yeah, unless you're playing, apparently, the Votan, which I played the next game, was like, the tank is four damage. You're like, oh, Company Heroes, don't get shot by the big tank. Oh, every guy's dead. Stuff's going like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
That thing's like shooting the lottery, though. Like, that thing, like,
well, it was either a lottery gun. Oh, it has it, too, right? He hit the conversion beamer on the land fortress, so it's a little bit different profile. But it is sustained D3 or whatever.
That's the lottery gun. It's hard to win the lottery. The casino gun, however...
Okay, so here's our next segment, right? So what has Mac been playing? He did play the Hot Lizard drop a lot.
Yeah.
He did play some Tau. I think he played.
They asked, hey, can you go to the New York tournament? Thomas is going to play Marines. You got to play something else.
Yeah, so you can't play Hot Lizard drop. Thomas is going to play Hot Lizard drop. And I'm like, yes, I got the Hot Lizard. And then I'm like, played it. And I'm like, I suck at Hot Lizard. And I've already told Mac he can't play Marines. I'm playing Marines. So he's got to play something else. And so we're going to the team tournament. So I'm like, Mac, what are you going to play?
I have been playing the heck out of some T-Suns.
Thousand Suns, baby.
The Shadow Wizard Money Gang. And
that's the spawn, the name of the episode, Shadow.
So Money, I played Wizard T-Suns Gang. When 10th edition first came out. That was what I stuck on because I played T-Suns. Every edition I end up playing T-Suns. I feel like it's like I circle back.
Yeah, how many times have you bought and sold and painted
This Magnus? Is my third army.
Yeah, I don't understand how he just sells it. I'm like, why? What? Just keep
it. You're going to want to do it again. At the time. That was the... It is what it is. This is the last Armin I'm painting. That's it. I'm going to magnetize him like I did the last one. I'm not painting two for one on disc, one off disc. Nope. One. It's interesting. All of the nerfs that they've gotten are well-deserved, I feel like. But it has still left something that is very strong. Very strong. So this is where that sentence would have ended with an asterisk. A very complicated army to play. But it's still a very complicated army to play.
I think we spent a few times one of our last couple of episodes where you're like, hey, Thousand Sun player, unless you know you don't know anything about Thousand Suns, you might get got because they don't even know how to play their army. It's so complicated. Whether they meant to or not, they probably cheated you. And then you're like, now let me learn about Thousand Suns. You're like, oh, that's really how it works. And it's still like, it's a Rube Goldberg comp. What is it? You know?
Yeah, Rube Goldberg.
It's very complicated, right? And then you're like, but when you pull off all the things, it's like, man, you feel like if you're on the wrong side of that, you're like, this is not fair. This is so dumb and this is destroying me, right?
Yeah, there are a few things in there that I had overlooked previously that I came back to that I was like, oh no, that was actually really good. That was really good. The biggest one that's been the surprise hit has been the casino gun.
I hate that thing.
Mac always comes up with some like creative names that you learn to like say a lot and hate, right? So you're like, yeah, hate the casino guy, hate the casino gun, I hate Mac, you know, I hate Thousand Suns, you're like all the things. Because this guy's just like, and you don't see him in a normal list, right? Because like they take the other version, right?
So they do. Most people play a Thousand Sun sorcerer, just a sorcerer, not exalted, not infernal master. Not Armin, just a sorcerer character. When he's attached, he can attach to rubrics. That's it. When he attaches to rubrics, he gives them an 18-inch lone op. It's okay. He also gives lethal. It's okay. His gun is a 12-inch pistol that is sustained 3 psychic, and it is 5-1-1. You're like, that's okay. That's not bad. Well, then there's an enhancement that adds +1 strength and +1 damage to all psychic abilities in that unit or to that character. Now it's 6-1-2. and it's still psychic. Cult of Magic says you pick sustained, lethal, or devastating at the beginning of each command phase. Okay, now it's devastating. Okay, I'm near Magnus.
Put another cat in the wall.
I get plus one to hit and wound with psychic abilities near Magnus within six. That's not that hard. I'm in a rubric unit. I reroll all wound rolls if you're on an objective I don't control. That's not that hard. I can burn a CP or burn a strat, a free strat with Cabal points, to reroll all hits and all wounds with psychic abilities. Now we got a stew going. Now I can add 9 inches to the range with a stratagem. All right. I have a stratagem that lets me use someone else's line of sight to shoot at something with a psychic ability. All right. Now I have a ritual that lets me move again. Ooh. And now I have another guy that can do another ritual that lets me do that same ritual again. So you stack it up and you go, hold up a second.
This 12-inch pistol guy is somewhere off on the other side of the board. This 12-inch
5-1-1 pistol. Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to
move twice. A shrimp fried that rice. You're telling me that you're going to move 3 times. Yeah. You're going to reroll all hits and wounds. Yeah. You don't need line of sight. Nah. You're going to shoot 21 inches away. Yeah. And you get sustained 3. Yeah. And dev wound. Yeah.
And dev wounds.
And plus one to hit. And plus one to wound. And rerolls.
And you don't need line of sight. And.
The Rube Goldberg has been built, right? It's all these things. But when you're like, he does all these things, and you're like, wait, hold on, what? And then the guy's just like, yeah, your aggressors that are behind this wall completely safe.
You're like, all right, cool. Yeah. So like 7 shots.
And that's just this guy, the one guy. Like, where's the rest of the squad?
7 shots, that's not bad. And you're like, I rolled average. I rolled a 6. Okay. I pick everything. It's not a 6 up and roll it again. Okay. Well, I got 2 more 6s. So that means 9 more hits. Okay. So now you've got 16 hits. Yeah. All right, roll him. And then all of a sudden you roll 4 6s and you're like, that's 8 damage. That's 4 dead guys. Wait, what?
It's not okay. Yeah. The casino gun is a menace. I'm telling you. Like, take that guy and shoot him. Like, that's not okay.
It's not that hard to do, right? Yeah. It's like
8 points and enhancement like 1 CP. On a flamer guy, right? They don't put it on the pistol guy, right? They put
most
it on the flamer guy.
End up putting it on an Infernal Master who they have a flamer that's 6 -2, 1, 2d6, 18 inch range. Ignore cover. And he has a rule that says whenever he shoots or fights, he can flip a wound roll to a 6. So they can guarantee with the Arcane Vortex enhancement, which adds strength and damage, they can guarantee 2 mortals or 2 dev wounds go through. I get it. And in Overwatch, it's amazing. But man, when you Overwatch was a sustain 3 gun.
Dude, yeah.
I got to do
getting
it.
Getting shot with that gun. Like, we played like 3 games in one day. And
it was that's
like,
a heavy sigh right there.
By the third game, it was like, all right, where's the casino gun?
Yeah, I don't care where Magnus is. I sure don't care about Armand and his Flamer squad. Those guys are nothing. Where is the casino gun guy? Like, I just need to know where he is so we can have this discussion in a minute.
Yeah, it's like, it's TTS, so my opponents are like highlighting him a bright yellow color or red. It's like, that guy right there? That guy right there. Okay, where's that guy? What's your max range? 38? I'm at 38.1 at all times. Go.
Yeah, we've like been punished by that guy so much. God, I'm not even playing against him. I'm like, I feel slighted. I'm like, what the heck?
It's a menace.
I'm taking it personal.
And then you're like, I stayed away from him. And they're like, I'm going to shoot him. It's like, I'm an 18-inch lone op. Dang it. Like, it comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing it's rough, man. Because the move again for them happens in the shooting phase, rapid ingress loses its allure rapidly. Like, because you're like, oh, I'm going to rapid ingress behind a wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's where you are. You're right there. You're right there. Right here is where you are. Right here is where you are. You're done. Cool. All right. I'm going to move in line of sight of you and shoot you to death now.
Yeah. Cabal ritual. This guy moves. Oh, he could see. I can use the guy to see. Now I can shoot you from across the board. You're like, this is not okay.
Yeah. So Magnus flies at 14 inches over there, looks you in the face, and, you know, your brain turns into spaghetti and you die. That's a thing. It's a tough army.
It's very tricky.
Yeah.
It's like we were playing on TTS, right? So like you can like pull your measuring tape out and like look at like that unit right there has like, let's draw their max threat range. It's like the whole table. And you're like, how is it the whole table? It's turn one. What is going on?
Lessons learned from playing as them, you are both more fragile and hardier than you have any right to be. Not having any mortal wound defense is tough. Mm. It's tough. The only model in your army that has defense is the Warp Beast, and it's a 5-up Field of Pain.
That's it.
Dev wounds hurt a lot, and you can do everything, but you shouldn't do it. Just it's the you can do anything, but you can't do everything when you play T-Sons, because you sit there in your command phase and you go, I have all these resources and all this ability, and I can kill that, but is it worth the cost? Because you're going to be out of position, you're going to move, you're going to do that. So it's a, you got to, I hate to keep going back to football because I sound like an old coach, but like a head football coach that said, you know, take what they give you. If they're going to, you know, play deep defense, you know, throw short slants, take what the defense gives you. And playing T-Suns is a lot like that. It's your opponent has to make a trade. They have to. Mm-hmm. Because of your mobility, you are going to be the aggressor when you want to be. And not when you don't want to be. And if your opponent's really aggressive, like World Eaters, okay, great. Come on. You have to. It's harder than it seems to play. But in some cases, the interactions are a little easier because all your units are so deadly. A 5-man Rubric squad with a character, there's not a lot that's safe from them.
And God help you if you're on an objective, too.
Yeah. Yeah, if you
it's like the old school Votan where it was like, well, it's not that hard to not avoid getting judgment tokens. Just don't stand on an objective. Don't kill a unit. Don't play the game. Stay home. Don't bring your models out.
I used to give that speech to everyone. You're like, you don't want tokens? Here's what you don't do. And you're like, you mean don't play at all? Like, yeah. It's fine. You can do it.
You don't have any tokens?
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
But that is a good lesson against T-Suns. The Rubric Squad says you reroll wound rolls of 1 all time. Or all wound rolls if the target is on an objective you do not control. So if you don't have to stand on an objective against T-Suns, don't. Like, period. I'm bad about saying to my opponent, yeah, you can get on the objective if you want to. And they go, oh, okay.
Did you want to consolidate onto the objective?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, get on the objective.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
If he says that to you, like, he's not being nice. He's trying to trick you. Nice guy, Mac. It doesn't exist.
Little surprises in the army. I was a little surprised at the damage output of the psychic stabs in melee. The characters, most of the characters have 5 attacks. I mean, 5 attacks that are dev wound, and the unit has an aspiring sorc who's got 3 attacks. That's, I mean, 8 attacks that are dev wound D3 damage. That's not nothing. Especially
if you hit 1 or 2 sixes, you start doing like 5 or 6 mortals or dev wounds or whatever. And you're like, that's not okay. Like, it starts adding up.
So the Infernal Master, the guy who's got the 18-inch flamer, he gives out lethal or sustain. I'm sorry, he gives sustain to a unit. So, I mean, all of a sudden, sustain to dev wounds it's a pretty good combo, as I understand it.
Ask the casino gun guy; he knows.
Yeah, turns out it's pretty good.
It's a pistol too. Like, you can't even like tag him in combat and be safe. He's like, no.
But you have no way of falling back and shooting, right?
I do not have a way to fall back and shoot in the army.
It's tricky though, because he just mind bullet you first,
or you move in the shooting phase, right? Because you can fall back with that.
So it is still considered a fall. It's a normal move. You can't fall back.
It's a normal move, so you can't fall back.
Okay,
I can't move.
He can't doom bolt you. Yeah,
I can just doom bolt you in the beginning of the shooting phase, and I go, well, I didn't fall back, so I can just shoot as normal. Or I can doom bolt you off of me, and then move.
Yeah.
And then
Doombolt's mortals, right? So yeah. Doombolt actually splashes over. So like if he rolls good or he does a couple Doombolts on you, it's not like he doesn't get to do his moving stuff if he spends it all on Doombolt, but he can get himself out of a sticky situation and all of a sudden be free to shoot.
Yeah.
I tagged you with some scouts.
That today in a game. It was like, oh, there's 3 Cabalite warriors touching me? No, there's not. Go away.
Yeah. It was witches, right? You couldn't fall back because the witches have a no escape rule. They basically count as if you're battle shocked with the minus. So you're like, on a 1, 2, 3, you're just dead. You want to fall back? He's like, I just want to shoot you. But I really want to shoot that thing instead and charge something else.
It was even more insidious than that. It was a character, an exalted sorc on a disc that shouldn't have survived because he gives a 4-up invuln to the unit he's with. I had no business taking a charge from a Lilith, but I did.
Survived. Yeah, he rolled a bunch of 4s, right?
And I was like, okay, so the witch is on me. Doombolt, kill them. Cool. I move 12. Now I can see Lilith. I see Lilith. I use his line of sight from somebody else, the casino gun guy way over here. And he's like, get out of here. You shouldn't be able to do that. It's a little bit much.
That Dark Elder guy, he still won that game, didn't he?
He won by, I took fixed as an experiment. I don't think I'll do that again.
Yeah.
It was a little tough.
What did you take?
Huh? I took Bring It Down and Assassinate. Because he had so many points. And I did pretty good on the Bring It Down points.
He played cagey with his characters and like really commit them to late game. They were jumping back in transport, so they were able to stay alive longer than...
Yeah.
I watched some of the game.
But. I scored 85 points. I maxed primary and got 25 secondaries. So it wasn't like I didn't score points.
Oh, yeah. 85 is respectable.
It was like 85 to 90 or 89. Like it was a 10-10 tie in a team's game.
Mm-hmm.
It was within 6 points. It was a 5-point difference. And if I had to take tactical, I think I'm better off. And I have the mobility to play tactical better than he did. I just did it because to try it. CTS, you know, what does it matter? But I like it. It's an interesting
army. You still have the 10-man flamer unit with Armin?
Yeah.
You go back to that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm running a 10-man flamer with Armin, a 5-man with an exalted who's the teleport guy, which I'm changing that, I think. I'm going to try 5 Terminators. I know a lot of people run 10-man Terminators, and I did back in the day too, because, you know, all the bolters are psychic. All the bolters are real hits and wounds. They all get dev wounds, which is good. But I definitely feel like it's a crutch, and it's like nearly 600 points, 430 for the Terminators, and then 115 for the It just
that's too much.
When you cost more than Magnus, no.
Yeah, no.
But I do think a 5-man is interesting because I always end up having this. I have a teleport guy, so one of the abilities they have is an Umbralific Crystal, which says in your command phase, pick him and the unit up. In your next movement phase, place him down. I mean, I do that so that I can get a line of sight on stuff. Turn one, jump over here. You don't think I need to be here? Well, I'm here, kind of thing.
Oh, dude, you do not have to convince me. That is my favorite tactic.
And I've been doing it with an Exalted on a disc and 5 rubrics. I lose them because I go, hey, I see that, I kill that. And that's usually like I start the game with, you don't want me to touch that? I touch it. But I think the Terminators might survive. And they give me a little bit more. They don't have to be all up on you to really get their damage through to you.
Well, they're certainly more survivable than the rubrics.
Yeah.
And so at the very least, I have to put more work into killing them. More resources on my turn to deal with them, because you have to deal with them.
You have to. They're a decent enough melee threat. You touch rubrics and they just kind of at you. But that unit, they've all got the swords, so they're all 5-2. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough that I don't want to be in combat with them if I don't have to be.
With 3 attacks each?
Yeah, they have 3 attacks of 5-2/2. They're -1 to be wounded if your strength is higher. They have a 2-up, 4-up, 3 wounds, tough 5. Their guns are -1 AP base, so not bad. They got a couple of interesting little psychic abilities. Nothing like amazeballs, but I put the Umbralific Crystal with them, so they teleport, and they make 3 Cabal. It's interesting. I think 6-man, I think a short Terminator may have a place. I'm going to try that out. Other than that, it's got the casino gun with 5 rubrics. It's got the I do a second ritual with 5 rubrics. It's got at 65 points, you get 10 guys that are OC2 that have a 6-up invul. And they have -1 AP weapons. Melee.
Yeah.
And their thing is if they're on an objective, on a 4+, they generate a Cabal in your command phase. So
okay. I mean,
it's that or cultists who have Scout 6. It's the only thing in the whole army that has Scout. And there's
But you're not lacking for movement.
That's the thing. Like, do I need it? No. I need you to stand in the back and screen my deployment zone, hold an objective.
Yeah.
I'd rather have those.
Like, you have Scout. What do you do? I stand here. Okay.
I pass salt. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that. I think I like that. It'll free up a rubric unit to play forward a little bit more instead of having to hold the home objective. And then the Terminator unit.
It's a lot of resources to just hold a home objective.
Well, that's what it was. Like a fifth game in a row, sixth game in a row, and I'm like, this unit is 230 some odd points and is doing nothing but hanging out and being cool. That's a waste.
It's too much. Yeah. You need like a 100-point unit or something like that. It's 100 points or less to stand there.
And I tried the Rhino out and I can't, I may put it back in. I don't know. I always feel out of position with a Rhino. I can never It feels out of sync.
I feel that adds, like, your army is so complex, and you have so many different steps that you're trying to, like, line up and do it at the right time, that, like, adding the Rhino to it gives you even more options. And, like, I feel like that's too many options.
In a lot of ways, yeah, I agree. And I may come back to it, but I'm trying to put one Forge Fiend out in the list again. I mean, it's 135 points.
They're just cheap.
It can't get Dead Wounds, right? Even with the Thousand Sun Cabal magic thing, because it's not magical or whatever.
No, it's 135. It's got the same stat line as the CSM one, identical. The only thing is, it does is it if you pick a unit it hit in the shooting phase, and they are minus one to hit me back for, until my next shooting phase.
It's pretty good. I hit anybody in your army, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I mean, it's pretty good.
It's 3d3 blast each. It's three guns that are D3 blast.
Right.
So if you shoot a 10 man, it is plus six, which is crazy. The Terminator Sort gives reroll ones to hit, so that can help it. They're not psychic, so I can't reroll everything. And it can benefit because I can remove all the saves from something, and then here's a bunch of three damage stuff.
I mean, yeah, that's also the main thing too, right?
Yeah, like, Thousand Suns, you're like, no saves, you're like, hope you have an invulnerable save, because if not, you're just picking up models. You're like, oh.
Yeah, like, oh, you're a Repulsor Executioner? Cool. So
Land Raider? Yeah.
Pick them up.
Hey, these bolters. You're like, hey, sorry. They're going right through. You're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The combo of just like, you don't get an armor save. Just, you just don't get one. And then here's 10 guys with flamers.
Oh, you're on objective. Cool. So I'm going to reroll these, too.
Yeah. Do you want me to roll these dice? The next, or you want Magnus, to pick
it up? It's just the whole kit and caboodle.
It's, so Armin always
damage plus output one to wound gross.
Is so T-Suns almost feel like a bad game design. Like I love them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say, you know, like, this is some kind of punishment. I'm playing some kind of atonement for a past life or anything. Like,
sounds like what you're saying is you want 27 different spells to manage and everything.
That was so miserable. That was even worse in a lot of ways. It's an interesting army. It absolutely has trouble if you have a lot of dev wounds and a lot of mortal wound output. Ironically, the hot lizard drop would be a very difficult matchup, I feel like, for it.
But you also got to worry about people who know Thousand Suns.
Yeah.
Like, because one of their main advantages is, unfortunately, other people don't know them, and they don't know all the tricks, and they don't know, like, what to look for. And, like, there's no reason you would think that Armin's unit all of a sudden is going to move 18 inches with a 12-inch flamer and be like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize I had to be outside of 30 inches of this unit.
Like, of this 12-inch flamer unit that is now going to turn off. You're like, what's the profile on the flamer? Ah, not too bad. And you're like, yeah, and I remove your saves.
I'm a land raider. Get out of here. Yeah, okay, I'll take a couple.
Yeah. Because, like, as hard as it is for you to stack all those things, keep that stuff straight, like, playing against somebody who doesn't have even half the, like, knowledge and experience playing into that, they're like, so I just pick all my guys up? You're like, yeah, you pick all your guys up. You're like, but those are all my guys. Those are the only ones I brought.
Yeah, and one thing you don't think about, right? So, like take the Land Raider Redeemer as a perfect example. You're like, well, whatever. If those Flamer guys do somehow magically move over here, I'm just going to Overwatch and kill half the guys. So it's not going to be so bad. But, like, you only can Overwatch in the move phase and the charge phase, right? So, like, when he's like, it's the shooting phase, I'm going to do my extra moves now. You know, I'm like, here, now the guys get to double move and move during the shooting phase, can't Overwatch. You're like,
it's like, dead. Oh, man. Yeah.
yeah,
it's happening. You're like, it's happening. Sorry. You're delivering the apology.
Saves? Doesn't matter. Armin does it for free. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Once per game, he could do it free. You're like, it doesn't even, like, you can't even be like, ah, you're out of command. You have cabal points. You're like, nope.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, if you've not played against the casino gun, too, it's like, by the third time he shot at you, you're going, oh, I'm just going to lose. Cool. I can't stop that from happening for the rest of the game, huh?
They're the very definition of paper and table are two different things. Because you read about that on paper and you're like, that's okay. And then you see it and you go, wait, hold on.
Are we playing this right? You're like, that's the first question. How come they get to do that? You keep asking that question over and over again, the same unit. You're like, golly, it can't possibly be that.
How many shots? Well, I rolled two sixes. Wait, it's the same three?
We're going to call it the hot. What do we call it?
Let me see the card.
Shadow Money Wizard Gang.
Shadow Wizard Money Gang. And it's. Let me see the card. I should call it. Let me see the card.
Yeah.
I should like wear the cards like taped to your body and
you're
just like
you just preface the opponent or like you're going to ask these questions multiple times. I apologize in advance. Here are all the cards. Keep them handy. I'm going to point at them as I do the things and keep like reference them.
Have the poster board behind you. All right.
That one. All right, that. step three. Are we going on to step four now? Get ready.
It is a little bit like that though. That speaks to me and I enjoy that. I enjoy the putting something together and you make something better out of it. They're, you know, sum and whole and all that jazz. I enjoy that. It's not for everybody. And I apologize if you think it's, you know, cheaty, but you are always walking the razor's edge with that army.
No, it's the plus side to that statement is that if you do know what you're looking at, you do have a rough idea of what everything does. You can be like, who's the guy that gives you the extra cabal? That guy? Okay. I can kill that guy. Gotta kill that guy. You know, you can form a yet a game plan. Yeah. And also, like, really, it's the movement shenanigans, right? Like, you can't account for it because you don't know what angle it's going to come from because anybody could do it. But you can still be like, okay, only that unit can move all the way over here and see that. And if you do that, you're putting that entire unit out there in front of God and everybody, and you're going to lose that unit.
It doesn't seem like it, but the most threatening guy on the table is the double ritual guy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like
being able to do double moves because normally they can only do one cabal ritual once, so you can't move twice, except for this guy that says, hey, you can do a ritual twice.
Yeah.
So if you get rid of that guy, like all of a sudden the movement shenanigans, the double doom bolts, all the things they use cabal points for become a little more reasonable, right? You're like, get rid of that guy. Casino guy, you know, like, I don't know, maybe you get rid of that guy too. So, like,
hey, it is a casino guy.
I don't know which one's worse.
Which means that statistically speaking, you're going to flub it every now and then. So.
You know, I'm going to bust, but I always bet on America. So far, it's come always.
He keeps calling it that too. It's terrible. He's like, I bet on America. He's like 4-6. He's like, oh, America's so good.
It's a heinous little army. Because it is very deceptive. I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it so much that I think I'm going to stick with it. The Chaos Space Marine book may tempt me if the Alpha Legion get a good detachment.
Yeah, he loves the Alpha Legion, yeah.
But I may stick with T-Suns until then.
I am very curious to see what the Chaos book looks like.
Yeah.
Because they're already like, I mean, they got nerfed a little bit with points and stuff, but like, they're still really strong. Still
good. Chaos Space Marines. I saw a list. Someone else was playing. Brad was playing with his sisters, a Chaos Space Marine player. And it was TTS. So, you know, he was kind of going through some of the things. And I hadn't seen like a new Chaos Space Marine list, right? So I was kind of curious. So kind of, what does a new Chaos Space Marine list look like? Or at least what is this guy running? And he had Abaddon on foot running around buffing vehicles. And so like I was like, Abaddon's pretty pricey. He's not got any characters or any units attached to him, so he's like shootable, but like he's also like fairly easy to hide, you know, outside of just running around he's behind these walls and stuff.
Wait, he still hits like a truck, too.
Oh yeah,
like, but like he's like two Vindicators. He had a Predator or two. He had only one Forge Fiend, but he's just like playing the, you know, the double explode on fives or whatever, right?
Yeah,
or explode on fives, right? Is that Nurgle?
So the new Vogue thing for Chaos Space Marines is. They've all discovered Helberts that have been there since the Index. and they say you get lethal and sustained if you do a pact. And then they take Nurgle, which says you get exploding five criticals and sustained. But because the Helbert says you get both on a critical hit, fives are critical hits.
Yeah.
So, and Abaddon says you reroll all hit rolls around me.
Yeah, so you just run around just fishing for fives, and you're like, explode and lethal. He did not have a Hellbrut that I was aware of. I didn't watch the whole game. But he was just rolling around looking for fives anyways, just to explode or whatever. So it was an interesting game. He had a couple Warp Talons. He had one unit chosen in a Rhino, so it was still some of the standard stuff. But it was also more vehicles than I'm kind of used to seeing. And they weren't all Forge Fiends, right? So you're kind of like, I know they went up in points. They lost them.
Vindicators are just good now. I mean, they're tough 11. They have a 2-up save. They can shoot in combat.
Yeah, you think about Iron Storm where you have the like exploding lethal Mercy's weakness strat. You're like that the D6 plus 3. Oh, I rolled 6 shots and it turns into 14 wounds. You're like, what happened? You know, like,
and they're all D6 damage. Exploding. Like, oh.
Yeah, they got that in spades, right? So it's interesting to kind of play through that.
It's a Chaos Space Marines still have legs. They absolutely still have legs. The lists look a little wonky from what you're used to, but they absolutely still have legs.
Yeah, for sure. They're good.
I think the Terminators are not great in there. Legionaries, fantastic. Rerolling wound rolls, 180 points, get you 10 of them. Still so good. Chosen.
I mean, still yeah, so it's good. Like Assault Intercessors. Right? Yeah, Chosen is still good. Just rerolling wounds, but like you kind of already, like that's the one you want anyways. Like you can get some hits, but.
Though they innately reroll, get to advance and charge and fall back and charge. So you take Undivided with them, which now they have to go in an Undivided Rhino. It's not the end of the world.
You got to be a little careful with the Rhinos. You can't do the whole, you can't shoot me outside 12 thing like you used to be able to do, but it's still fine. Like they still freaking hit like a truck. They're still fast.
Yeah. Well, they still, so the Undivided strat now just says you reroll wound rolls. End of discussion. So Undivided Chosen still reroll all wound rolls when they want to. Like it's a, wait a minute.
You got the Lord in there doing it for free or whatever.
And if you're Undivided when you do a pact, you reroll ones to hit. You don't get sustained or lethal, but what they're doing is they're taking a Chosen Lord, or not a Chosen Lord, just a Lord, who, when you do a ritual, gets sustained and lethal. So he's an Undivided Lord that gets to reroll ones, hit on twos, get sustained and lethal, and he gets to reroll all wound rolls.
Normally he takes a Thunderhammer.
Yeah. Well, you take the Thunderhammer because once the game, you get Dev Wound and 3 damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets extra damage, but they have Dev Wounds already because of the hammer, and then they get the reroll wound strat, so it turns into this big combo of beat down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, and he advances and charges because he's with the Chosen. So
as he's with the Chosen. Yeah. It's, I mean, it was always a nasty combo before. It's toned down a little bit because they raised the points and they changed how
to transport. Okay, it's 90% as good as it was. It's still good.
It's still good. Newsflash, guys. It's still good.
Turns out, Dev Wounds and rerolls. It's
good. Who knew? Flamestorm, guys. Yeah, who knew? Who knew? I just have to figure out how to like get them there. I don't know why it's so difficult.
But yeah, Chaos Space Marines are still interesting. The Warp Talons are still good. They're still really good. Raptors are really good.
Really good.
I think it's going to warp into kind of an MSU style play. May not be what I want it to be right now. So I'll wait and see what the Codex is. But I'm enjoying T-Suns a ton. So it's keeping my attention, so to speak. So you guys are going to get some games in this weekend. You've got an RTT. You're going to get 3 games with the Lizard Drop and 3 games with the Blue Lagoon.
Yep.
That's it.
I'm playing Unpainted. So heresy, I know. Ooh. But we kind of like... The RTTs, we kind of like, that's like, for some of us, that's our like training ground testing. So we really don't care about winning necessarily. It's just about testing some concepts, just more reps.
Getting looks, getting in a position with an army that you don't have good. What are you playing? Yeah, Eldar? Yeah, let's do that. Let's see what that looks like. Yeah,
let's do it, right? Like, and if I still win with 10 points down because it's unpainted, then it's, I really got you there. So there's a little bit of bragging rights there that you're trying to like play for if you really care about those sort of things. But for me, I'm just trying to like test it because I really was like, I don't have time. I really should be preparing for New York and the team event, but I've got so many reps under my Gladius that unless I change the Gladius a little bit, I already know. So like, this is just kind of putting some work in on this list to see if I can't tweak it a little bit.
So we should have a couple of, at least a month and a half, if not 2 months until the next quarterly update on the data slate. So this is the list we got.
Yeah, I'm curious to see who gets hit, what gets hit, where we at in the meta watch kind of standings. I think Necrons are not like overpowering, but we feel like Necrons probably need a little tweak. I don't know. It just depends on who you ask, what day of the week it is.
Yeah, right.
And somebody also, says that we don't know bad touch by Satans, and I'm like, who cares about Satans? And they're like, Race just made so many saves. I'm like, Race, they do what they do, but they don't kill anything. And you're like, Race is the worst. So I don't know.
I'd be curious to see what the Tau meta turns out to be, too.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, the first glance at Tau, I haven't really spent too much time looking at it. I just, like, took everyone's feedback. The first glance, they're like, Tau's terrible. And then came back, Tau's actually pretty good. You know, like, they, like, played with it. And they're like, it depends on the points, right? Like, so you look at the points in the book. Yeah.
I have some time on Tau. Get
conflicting reviews.
And I've had a chance to read the book quite a bit. Even played a game with it, with the book points.
Yeah. Is this going to nuke Marines? So, like, I'm the Marine guy, right? Like, we're all playing Marines. You're playing Thousand Suns, but you're playing Power Armor.
I think two Infiltrators is going to be mandatory. You got to have
them. I just took one of the Infiltrators out of the list.
I know, but I think you're going to have to have them.
Do I need the little Lieutenant so I can get away with just one, like, standing out front so they don't get shot?
Or because they have the three-inch strike bubble.
But you have the librarian, so you just like put him in there. They bubble out.
Yeah, but they have the mobility.
Oh, because you need the double layer.
Yeah, it's not. So, Kion detachment, the stratagems are buck nasty. I mean, they're wild. You read the strategy, and you're like, oh my god, that's good. But they have the problem that they have to wait till turn three. Kion, I think you'll see, like, if you're seeing a Tau player, I think you're going to see either the Battlesuit Detachment or Mont Ka, and then third, you'll see Kion if you don't see that. I don't think you'll see the Crew Detachment. You may see one guy with it, but it's not going to be anything amazing. You don't need to worry about it if you see the Crew Detachment, I feel like.
I watched somebody play a battle report on, can't remember where it was, but they played all Crew.
Yeah, it was terrible. Just get picked up. The Devilfish, the transport full of breachers, even nastier than it was. It did not get toned down. It got amped up. The battle suit change is good. You will see two units of battle suits, I think, in every list. You'll see the Melta guys and either the Cyclic Ion or the rotary cannon ones or the Flamer. You'll see either each one of those, and they're going to play a Crisis Commander, and they're going to play the named Commander Farsight. You're going to see that.
Farsight, yeah.
You're going to see a couple of units of Pathfinders to move block you and, you know, infiltrate and scout move. That's just what they're going to do. And you're going to see a couple of Riptides or Ghost Keels. The Ghost Keels have play in the Kion Detachment especially, but you're going to see Riptides, I feel like. Broadsides, I like them. I think you'll see a couple of them, but not really. You won't see like two units of three. You may see a unit of two or a unit of three at the outset, at the far fringes, but that's it.
Okay.
But the deep...
What about the tanks, like the Hammerheads or the Sky Rays?
So Sky Rays got cheaper. They also got twin-linked. Ooh. Yeah, they're really good. You'll see Sky Rays before you see Broadsides, I feel like. They lost Long Strike, which is a big... hurt. They also lost all the named shamans or the named ethereals. They're all gone. So that
Anvah?
Yeah, he's dead. He is squashed.
Don't they have like a named guy character model, like the plastic?
They're gone.
Wow.
It wasn't plastic. It was always resin.
Oh, it was.
Stealth suits. You'll see stealth battle suits because now they reroll once to hit and wound when they spot. But they didn't get any, like the rules stayed the same except for that. So if you weren't running one before, you'll be running one now. If you're running one, you'll run two because they're still cheap.
I watched Joe was playing some and he's like breachers were hitting on threes and then he was spotting them. So they're hitting on twos. Is that right?
They hit on threes innately. Breachers do.
Yeah. He's like, I'm like, how is Tau hitting on threes? And he's like, well, no, only the suits hit on fours. The breachers hit on threes. Yep. And I'm like,
breachers are 6-2-1 on their data sheet or 6-1-1 on their data sheet. And there's ways to get extra like AP and strength everywhere.
It's like casino gun territory. It says this, but don't be tricked because it's really going to be this.
Yeah, and they'll get lethal all over the place. They'll get extra shots all over the place. Like,
they have rerolls?
One big change did happen universally. Almost nobody can take duplicate drones. You have to have one drone of one type and one drone of another type. So all battle suits are now 5 wounds and a gun drone. Instead of 6 wounds. That fairly significant change, but that means they got more guns. And they count as being equipped with those guns. It's not like the drone is a separate model or anything. Not a big deal. It's 2 shots of 501 that are twin-linked assault. But it does give assault to everything, which is not terrible.
I mean, the suit's having less guns overall and making them smaller packages. You can't spam them as much. You don't have to take the character and all these different ones. So, like... They are super powerful, the data sheets, but they're not as, like, the six-man bricks everywhere. They're just dropping massive damage, and they're hard
Farsight,
to kill. Something like that.
Farsight got way better. He now gives +1 to wound for the unit he's in, and a free strat.
And he's in that Melta squad,
He can go in any crisis unit, so yeah. You put him in
I saw him in the Melta squad. Yeah, they deep strike 3 inches, they're like, blah, blah, and then they're like, move away, you know. I don't feel like I like this.
I know. Mac and Melta's. Here's a shot.
And you're like, reroll the wounds. You're like, here, reroll the hits.
Yeah, they innately reroll the damage. Yeah.
They're like eradicators, right? They're exactly like eradicators.
Yep. And they'll be strength 10 and minus 5 AP if you're playing them in the retaliation cadre. It's going to be a problem. Marines will need infiltrators, and it's going to be a problem because there's going to be a lot of devilfish. There's going to be a lot of breachers. Once the breachers are out, they squish. They're tough three guys with a 4-up save.
Okay, get them out.
But once they get out, they're going to kill something. So,
did they get reroll wounds on the breachers?
They kept that. They have that innately.
That's what their special rule is. I saw them rerolling a lot of shots. You're like, what is happening right now? Yeah. What are these guys?
So I don't know what list will shake out. I'm willing to bet the predominant the list is either going to be Mont Ka or it's going to be Retaliation Cadre.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to have to be some studying there because you're going to see Tau, unfortunately. You know,
Oh, come on now.
I used to have Tau. Like, that was one of my second. That was my second army. Was Tau, and somewhere along the way, I went from really enjoying, loving Tau, the models, the stories, and all the things to like despising them, like everyone else. I don't know if it's just because of the way they play, and it's just like a not fun experience. Even playing with them, you're like, it's so kind of one sided. You're either like on top of the curve shooting people mercilessly, or you're like, I can't only shoot, and you're punching me to death, and I'm like, I'm a wet noodle once you touch me, and my whole army falls apart. Like, it's kind of like, you know, from an army perspective, like, you're so one-sided, it's hard to like enjoy it. But for all those diehard Tau fans, I feel like you're still good. And then for those people who just really hate Tau, you're like, I don't know that it's going to change. You're still going to really hate them. At least a few interactions I saw, I'm like, that's not okay. I don't like that at all.
It's an interesting army. I think it will change things. I think you'll have to make room for it. It's going to, you know, it's going to push its way into the room and it's going to claim its corner. And you're always going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see if Tetras remain. If they remain part of the army, it's going to be very good. If they lose Tetras, it'll just be good.
Why would they lose them? Make them good legends?
You know, some things have gone. Some things have changed when the Codex comes out.
Tetras like are a plastic kit, right? No, they're not the Forge World. They're
Forge World resin still.
Oh, those are the Forge World ones?
Yeah.
I thought they had a little small plastic one.
That's the Piranha that looks similar.
Oh, yeah.
Piranha
yeah.
doesn't do that.
Yeah, get out of here. I'm going to get time for reroll hits. Get out of here.
Says the Marine player with the moment.
Exactly. It's only for me. Not for you. Not for you, dirty cow.
All right, guys. Well, we're past an hour and a half now in this episode 5. We're going to get some games on the Blue Lagoon. We're going to get some games on Hot Lizard Drop, Mark 2. We're going to get some more games on the Shadow Wizard Money Gang. We'll report back next time, see how it goes. You guys are going to go through an RTT, so hopefully you both win. Hopefully you both lose.
I don't know. I think we both won last time. We both had trophies out of the last tournament.
If you,
I got the painted.
Yeah,
I didn't place.
Meet in the top round of the tournament. You got to record that game. Even if you mean the first round, you got to record that game.
Oh shoot! I got to bring the camera with us. Yeah,
and put him
on.
Yeah,
the way they do it there. The way, because it's an RTT, like there's just they don't do battle points, so it's just really like whoever's the top three, like undefeateds, typically.
Mm-hmm.
There's no prize for first, second, or third. It's just like we all evenly win, so it's like that's how we did it last time. So it's interesting, but we'll see. I have the 10-point penalty I have to overcome to get to those high stakes.
Also might have 10-point penalty. Like it's coming up quick, and I haven't.
Oh, Vanguard, that's right. It's not the Tyranids.
Yeah, I got like 6 characters I got to prime and get painted.
God, as many Marines as I have, if you see the table of how much is gray plastic in my army, like I'm like a Storm Raven. You're like, I have a lot of Storm Ravens, but none of them are like blue ones that are painted. I have like Gray Knight ones. I have all these other ones. You know, like Vanguard vets. I've had so many Vanguard vets, but for Ultramarines, they were never good. And so you're like, now I've got Vanguard vets that are supposed to be green. So it's just like, I'm not painting them green. They're going to be blue guys with Vulcan, the one green guy. But yeah.
Hey, all my guys are going to be painted with the my White Scars colors, the yellow and red, but they'll have Kalgar with one blue guy.
Well, guys.
Blue guy.
I guess Uriel could.
So you got to paint them blue? You're going to actually paint them blue? You're not going to convert them to
Kalgar,
I
think I got you, right?
I got so many Ultramarine symbols all over him.
Like Kalgar and his crew got.
Did you buy a new Ultra? Did you buy Kalgar? Do you have actual Kalgar?
Yes, Kalgar.
I have actual Kalgar. Actual
because I have an extra one if you needed one. But like, yeah,
I have a Space Marine Primaris Captain who will be Uriel. So He's got a sword and everything. You can't tell the difference if you didn't know.
I am all for painting a Marine chapter as your own chapter and then just add the characters to make it whatever chapter you want. I'm all about it. Do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be like Mac.
I didn't used to be like that way, but I have a lot of armies that are the same armies that are just now. This is the Blood Angel guys. They actually have Blood Angel models, but you know, here's the White Scars. Here's the Salamanders. Here's the Iron Hands. They're all like, how many drop pods do I have sitting on my shelf that are all the different chapters? You're like, why do I have 15, 20 drop pods?
If I had to do it over again, I would just paint Alpha Legion Primaris and make whatever I wanted at the time. I just, Yeah. I'm playing Blood Angels. They're Alpha Legion. What do you want? Prove it's not them. Maybe it is. Yeah. They're all Alpharius.
That would have been so much simpler. I just couldn't do it. Now I'm like, I'm less care in my old age. I'm like, I just don't have enough time to care.
Yeah, I should have totally done that.
Like I said, I painted two models with white armor for my White Scars. And I was like, I'm not painting an entire army with white. We're not doing that.
In that vein, I really like the Chaos Space Marine book because none of the characters, you can take whatever you want. Yeah, I can have Huron. I can have Hakan Worldclaimer, Harkin Worldclaimer, and Lucius. Yeah, sure. Whatever. I like that.
Abaddon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is the first day of Adepticon as we record this, and the new reveals are about an hour away.
Oh, that's right. It is tonight. I even got like some friends were texting me rules questions already from Adepticon. So I'm like, I'm always constantly getting a message for some Warhammer stuff. So that's interesting. I totally didn't relate we're at Adepticon. I need some rules help. And then like the reveals, because we've been looking forward to like, what's the new hot thing? Like it's a new Chaos guy that they've been teasing, yeah, right?
The rumor is that it's going to be a jump pack Lord and a new Terminator Lord.
I just want some Marine stuff. Regular Marines. I mean, not the Chaos.
And I really like it if that Terminator kit had it could be a Sorcerer or a Lord like the old one.
Boo.
Because the one they got now is, you know, he's got the tactical rock and he's just kind of like,
but why make one when they could sell you two, Mac? Like they could.
Oh, don't get me wrong. If you release them both, I'll buy them both.
You just got to make them both really good. So you got three of each.
Okay, let's be real. You know, like they'll make it and you'll want it, and then you can't find it.
Yeah, you get one and two of the other ones. That's it.
That's right.
No, I hope it's good. I hope it's good. I hope it looks cool.
I'm kind of excited now. I got to like go make sure I watch it now to see what's happening.
But. We'll see. I know the Custodes book is supposed to come out soon. So is the Orc book. So the meta is about to get real punchy real fast as soon as those both come out.
I know. It's so interesting with 10th. I mean, like, I guess with every edition, but you're like, we're kind of like slow. It feels like we've been in 10th forever. I was talking to somebody. Like, it feels like I don't even remember what 9th was.
We've been playing this for 9 months. It was
before we started this episode, right? We're like, hey, how long ago did 10th start? It feels like a long time. And then you're like, I don't even remember 9th. And we don't even have like what 3 codexes out, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah,
so you're like, we're kind of far behind the codexes. It's Marines, it's Tyranids, it's Necrons, it's AdMech.
Yeah.
And now Tau just got the pre-order Tau release or whatever.
And the Dark Angel supplement.
Dark Angels. Oh, okay. So yeah.
Yeah.
I guess did I count?
I mean, it's a supplement.
Poor Dark Angels.
Asriel's
We didn't spend any time talking about it. There's some actually good Dark Angel lists that only have Dark Angels. It's not even Dark Angels.
I'm gonna need you to not say that sentence out loud again.
Like, poor Dark Angels. All those Terminators, they got busted.
Good stuff in there. Like that codex could be really good with a couple of small changes. It would not take much to make that a really good. And in that token, to make it broken. It would only take a couple of things, but
well, careful what you wish for. Like, you know, we don't want to turn the screws too far one way and then all of a sudden like unleash the power on us on accident.
Asriel.
Yeah. It turns out still good.
Asmodai's okay. It's okay. The new, the Inner Circle companions, you read them and you
want to like those guys.
And then you stare at them more and you're like, well, maybe it's not terrible.
JJ was telling me some stuff about a list. He's like, it's not the most optimized list. If you start with that caveat, then I got this little thing I want to tell you about. And so he started walking me through, like, I didn't realize you could take them. They come in units of 3. So I was like comparing them to Company Heroes. You're like, wait a minute. There's not even 4 guys. There's 3 guys. He's like, you can buy up to 6. I'm like, okay, 6 guys.
So they're like, think of it.
Why would you do that?
Blade Guard.
They're Blade Guard. Right. Exactly.
So what's interesting is, this is in the middle of one of these million games we've played. he attached an apothecary to Blade Guard and was like resin the Blade Guard. And, you know, I was like, oh man, ninth edition tricks are back. And after the game, he's like, I can't attach apothecaries to Blade Guard. I was like, oh, Jesus.
But now you say instead of Blade Guard, actual Blade Guard,
Inner Circle to the hero guys can have that. So you can do an apothecary and a chaplain or a captain.
Or a captain.
Or a lieutenant. So, like, he was doing the lieutenant to give him fallback charge and shoot, and the apothecary to res one. Okay, now you got a stew going. Like, that was a... And he put some enhancements with him, and, like... Mm. Okay, it wasn't terrible. It was better than you think it is. Because the lieutenant gives them lethal, well, they can get sustained in one of their attacks. So all of a sudden they have sustained and lethal. Okay.
It's like sustained too if you take the sweep profile or whatever, which is like...
There you go. But remember, it was in so that great, detachment, but then you say, that does the cool, this is my objective. There are many like it, but this one's mine. And I get wound rerolls. So all of a sudden I'm sustained, lethal, and wound rerolls. I'm all right. And, you know, the apothecary resurrection is... If you just read it as advance and charge... And you rolled a 4 for your advance. That's it. Read that as that.
Yeah. That's what you do. Because you basically, you grow a guy out in front of you. You get a couple extra inches for his base and the coherency. So it's almost like you get an extra, like a little bit of movement buff just by growing a guy back. So you're always like, just shoot one. I'll happily lose one so I can grow extra and go farther.
And we were having the discussion. It was like, well, I could advance and charge. And I was like, yeah, just have the apothecary. I mean, it's like rolling a 4 every time. So who gives a crap?
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it in that vein, you're like, that's actually really good.
So some tricks. I mean, it's Dark Angels, so you kind of have to work for it. But, like, that's Dark Angels' lot in life most of the time, right? They've kind of been always kind of the redheaded stepchild of the Marine faction.
They're either broken because of some unknown interaction, or they're, like, 9/10 of the way there.
Hey. Yeah, we got secrets, even from ourselves. We don't know how to use them all. Oh, Dark Angel secrets. Somebody tell me.
As if we...
Ezekiel, why? Why did you tell us?
Stormraven and Dark Shroud list is still a thing right now.
It is. I mean, like, the joke about that list is, like, what makes it Dark Angels? It's like, well, I have Azrael, because he gives me CP, and Iron Storm really wants CP. And, maybe I have the little speeder, the Dark Shroud that gives me cover and... minus one to hit for my airplanes. But, like, that's the only, like, Dark Angel tech. You know, it's really just Marines with Storm Ravens doing Storm Raven things. But if you haven't played against that list, it can be super brutal. That's like a punch your face, shoot your face off list. It's like, you know, the way those planes move and how much they're twin-linked, it's just like the damage output can be really nasty. Though, I just learned the Talon Master is not real anymore. I think I saw a list with the Talon Master in there. Maybe that was before the supplement was like all the way through. So like that guy got legend or whatever.
Did he really?
That's what Mac was telling me.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow. Double check that now that I've said that and I've committed that to the internet.
I don't have the supplement. So my app is locked. So I can't like, I'm in the.
Yeah. The Talon Master is not a thing anymore.
So there you go. We learned more things at the end of the episode.
More things right at the end.
The Dark Talon is, but the Talon Master is not a thing anymore.
Yeah. That's the trouble with the tech Marines that have to like keep up with the Storm Ravens to give them all the buffs. They either have to ride in it and jump out and then be there, or they have to like chase after it and the planes can't go as fast. So it's interesting, but the list does work. So, but all right, enough of that. We'll see you next time after the episode of us playing RTTs. Maybe we'll capture some footage or at least have some stories to tell for next time.
Absolutely.
I will have to have the grudge match with Nick. I'll make that happen.
So, guys, we appreciate
my list is only stronger now.
Yeah. Now he knows
how to play. Me too. I've learned all my tricks.
Now he's got Calgar. Watch out.
All your tricks.
Guys, we appreciate it. We appreciate you listening. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your mother, whoever. We appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you next time. Thanks.
Bye.